So good morning, everyone. Continue with us. Neither we're in packet 17. We are talking about Hamtana, right? Hamtana, 4 days, 5 days. But what is the Hamtana? What are we waiting between? What are we waiting between? So we're waiting between the Shimush and the presence of the Shimush with the Shifa Zera and the beginning of the Zayin Nekiyim. We need to have a distance between the two. The Shifa Zera of the Shimush has the ability to negatively affect the Zayin Nekiyim. So we need to wait enough time to be out of the reach of the Shifa Zera to negatively affect the Zayin Nekiyim. So it's either you need Vav Onot, it's a Machlokes, Vav Onot or Gimel Onot. We pass, and you need Vav Onot. It's really 3 days, kind of like Har Sinai, because after 3 days the Shifa Zera has lost its ability to it's Masriach, and so we want to make sure that 3 day gap exists. We want to be out of the reach of the Shifa Zera to negatively affect the Zayin Nekiyim. So let's just talk a little bit about that. About, we know from the Mishnah that Shifa Zera has the ability to metame in its first 3 days. What else do we know about Shifa Zera? What about the Shifa Zera affecting the Zayin Nekiyim of Ezav? It's important because we're going to learn out the Zayin Nekiyim of Azava from the Zayin Nekiyim of Azav. So how does the Shifa Zera affect his Zayin Nekiyim? So Toso says on Lamed Gimel, Keri, the Lo Soiser Ela Yom Echad. So the regarding Azav, it only affects 1 day. It's only Soiser one of his Zayin Nekiyim. And that's important because when it comes to Dam will, if she sees Dam, if for example Dam in her Zayin Nekiyim will mavata the whole night Zayin Nekiyim, and now we were seeing a different type of stira. It's a stira of 1 day. So that's what Tosu says by the carry of a Zav in his Zayin Nekiyim, it's mavata 1 day, and so when the Zav is counting one of his 7 clean days and he has a seminal mission, so then the Shifa Zera only nullifies just 1 day. And similarly, the Rambam says this in Isuri Bia in Perek Vav, Tez Zayin, which we'll quote in a minute. The Gemara in Mem Beis Amid Aleph asks a question regarding a Zava Gadola. A Zava Gadola that's Poleta Shifa Zera, is she a Roya Havya or is she Noigaz Havya? Is the Shifa Zera that comes out of her, is she like someone who's emitting? She has the equivalent of a seminal emission, or is it akin to just touching Shifa Zera? And the nafkamina is to be regarding the stiras of her Zayin Nekiyim, the tame, the fact that you don't need a shear, and tame bifnim kibbutz. So the Gemara answers over there, and all the Amorayim says Tosfos are really concluding. Gemara itself says they all come to the same conclusion that it's should the roya havya v'sasara, that it's considered an emission, right? When the Zava Gadola is Poleta Shifa Zera during her Zayin Nekiyim, it's considered an emission, not a touching, and therefore it's soiser. It has effect to nullify. And Rashi says over there, Dibramasco Aval Listor, he says she's Kaboyola. She's Kaboyola. Right? Daya Kaboyola Vasoisra Vasasra Kaboyola. So I think what Rashi means is that just like the boil, were he a Zav in his Zayin Nekiyim, a seminal mission would mavatal one day, so to her, it only is going to mavatal one day. We see this in the Rambam, in Perek Vav, Hilchos Malchus Seribia, Halacha Tazayin, Polta Shechva Zera, she's Poilet Shechva Zera, Besoich Yimei HaSafura, Soiseres Yom Echad, it's Soiser one day, Mipnei Shehu Kizav, Shira Keri, Shesoiser Yom Echad. So the Gemara, all the Amoraim are asking, she's a roya. It's considered that her pleita is akin to an emission, the emission of Shechva Zera for her is mavalta one day of Zayin Akiyum. So we know very well that the kind of Tikkun Rebbe Vesados and Rebbe Zero, that if she sees Tipis Dam Kachardol, she Yoshvais Alecha Zayin Akiyum. We know today that our nidos are Safak Nidos, Safak Zavak Gadolo, and therefore we need a Zayin Akiyum. Right? The Shulchan Paskins, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Tur Shulchan Aruch, Shafilo Im Lo, Tira Ela Tipis Dam Kachardol, Teishav Alecha Zayin Akiyum, Kazavak Gadolo. So today, she needs a Zayin Akiyum. Today, our nida is a Safak Gadolo, and she needs a Zayin Akiyum. So, does that Zayin Akiyum, are we going to say the Zayin Akiyum that she requires just needs to be free of dam? If she sees dam, it would mavatal the whole Zayin Akiyum. what about the Shechva Zera? So Tosfos says over there, Kein Deraisa Tiknun. Regarding the Zayin Akiyum of our Safek Zavos Mizman Hazeh, it's a Zayin Akiyum de Rabbanon that she needs, and Kein Deraisa Tiknu, and just like by Deraisa, Sheikh Mazer would move out to one day, so to our nidus who are Suffolk Zavagadolaya, her Zayin Akiyum is a Durban and Zayin Akiyum, and Kain the Rice Tiknu that Sheikh Mazer would move out to one day. So Tosa says over there, Inami Acher Ria Acha, so she has one sighting of Dam, Ba'akar Tikkun Rebbe Zera, and after historically the Tikkun of Rebbe Zera, the Sefera Zayin Akiyum, that she needs a Zayin Akiyum, the Ke'en Deraisa Tikkun. The Ke'en Deraisa Tikkun. Umikan Isha Shishama Shvera Miyad Ein La Lahaskil. So somewhat, if Isha, she's Mishamash, and then after the Shimush, she sees Dam, she should not begin her Zayin Akiyum immediately. She needs to wait. She needs to make have a distance between the Shimush, the Shechva Zera, and the beginning of the Zayin Akiyum. We're afraid that if she does not get out of the reach of the Zayin, she doesn't get out of the reach of the Shechva Zera, then she might be Poletes in the Zayin Akiyum. What's going to happen if she's Poletes in the Zayin Akiyum? She'll lose one day of the Zayin Akiyum. And so what she's going to do, and she may not be aware of that, right? She may not be aware of that. And she'll go to the mikvah. She'll go to the mikvah. The tefillah won't work with the rabbanon. Again, what's going to happen over here is that if we don't make sure that her Zayin Akiyum are out of reach of the Shechva Zera, in other words, we have the Vav Onos have passed between the two, then what might happen is she'll be Poletes Shechva Zera on the first day, let's say, of her Zayin Akiyum. She's not aware of that, and she's not aware that that happened, and in reality she doesn't have a first day of Zayin Akiyum, and then she lost her first day. So at the end of what she thinks is 7 days, she's going to go to the mikvah, and she only has 6 days. She has 6 days of 6 clean days, and not 7. And so her tefillah will not work. Her tevila will not work, and she won't have a Zayin Akiyum. And mid the Rabbanan, she won't have a tefillah. Mid the Raisa, she'll be good. Mid the Raisa, under most circumstances, she'll be okay. because if she, if let's say if the regular standard re'iyah is 5 days, so 5 days, and then she added on that a wait of 7 days, so she has 12 days from the beginning of her re'iyah. She's well. She has passed the 7 days of the nida deraisa, right? The nida deraisa, she's a nida for 7 days from the onset of the riyas dam. So her tevila will work. Her tevila will work to matai her from her nidus deraisa, but she won't have a tevila midirabana, right? Because what happened is, the Sheikh Vazir was mevatel one of her days unknowingly. She only has 6 days of Nikiyim. She went to the mikveh. The mikveh, she's not tahor from her Suffolk Zava Gadola. And that's not good. We want her, we want her to have a full 7 days. And so therefore we make sure there's a gap of time between the Shimush and the beginning of the Zayinikim, so that none, that the Sheikh Vazir cannot mavatal any of the Zayinikim, and she'll have a full Zayinikim, and she'll go to the mikveh, and she'll be good. So this is all within, like Tosfos says, this Ke'ein D'Raisa Tiknu. In this Zayinikim Shniz B'Zman Hazeh, it's all part of the Durbanan, and just like D'Raisa, Sheikh Vazir is mavatal one day of her Zayinikim, so too in the Rabbanim. Okay. There's always interesting machlokes between the Rajba and the Ravid. The Torah brings this, actually. The Torah brings this. I'm going to read the Torah. It's very interesting. Machlokes between the Rajba and the Ravid. Does the ability for Sheikh Vazir to mevatel one day of the Zayinikim, does it apply to only Taharas? Or does it also apply to the Baila? So the Ravid, we saw this split before. I think we saw it in Kesamim. Regarding the in Kesamim, we said that if it's not Makabal Tuma, then it's not Makabal Tuma's Kesamim. And the Ravid, I think, argued. The Ravid said no. The Ravid said, and Harchakos Yag. So what? Mita Achas. Yeah, what does the Ravid say? Okay, good. So right, so there is a mahalach that that when the rif doesn't mention in his halacha in his hilchas nida, so then that's an indication that it's not noig b'zman hazeh. So the Beis Yosef here at the end of Siman Tzadi Vav presents this machlokas the Rashi and Ravid. Right, the Rashi, although he's noita to the Ravid, he's noita to the Ravid. He wants to be machmer, to be noyeg, that the Sheikh Vazir is mavato one of the days of the Zayinikim, even the Baila. And also, I'll just read the Beis Yosef here. V'haraj mevatoras abayis herich bedin zeh. Har bavafel pishanata the dasa Ravid shelo amru polet to Sheikh Vazir ela the taharat. Ravid holds it only applies to taharas that Sheikh Vazir can mavato one of the Zayinikim. Avalo lebaila. The kasuv shekain nearest as far as Rabbi Seinu, Hagaonim shelo chashashu lahazkir inyan ze. The Gaonim didn't mention the inyan of Hamtana. Megam arif lo kasuv behalachos. Kasuv besof devarav. The Rashi says at the end, mikol makom bal nefesh yichush laatzmoi kedivri Rabbeinu Yitzchak. I think he means the Bali Tosfos. So the Rashi says it's really to be machmir, like Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that the Sheikh was there affects even the Zayinikim and the Baila. The lean nearer the Bimashi Hishmitu, says the Beis Yosef, this that the Bimashi Hishmitu, Haga Oinim Vaharif, that this, that the Gaonim and the Rif left out Davar Zeh, they left out Hamtana from the Halacha, is Ein Raya. It's not a Raya. Lomar de Sabrele de Ein Asoy Seres de Baila. It's not a Raya for the Shita of the Ravid. Shehari Kama Dinim Hishmi Tarif. Because the Rif left out many Dinim. Midini Nida, Afa Pisha, Vada Hilchos Nida. The Rif left out many dinim, even though they're certainly part of Hilchos Nida. So the fact that it leaves something out is not necessarily an indication. It's not Noheg the Baila. Ela the Fisha Eina Metsuyim Kol Kach Hishmita. Right? And that's why the Rif left it out. Behind Nami, Lo Shchicha. And the Hamtana was left out. V'hai nami lo shkicha kuli hai the roiv hanashim nimshachos yimei riyason hey or vav yamim ve'en tzrichos the din zeh. So although it's halacha l'maisa hamtana you need the distance, but l'maisa a regular re'ia will make the will be a natural hamtana. So if she's seeing for 5 or 6 days, that will be the that will fulfill the requirement of the necessary hamtana between Shekhar Zer and Zayin Akim. And she won't have to go through the... She won't have to think about it much. They don't need this din of hamtana. Without getting into these dinim, she's already not going to begin counting her Zayin Akim before the period of hamtana has elapsed. It naturally elapses. So there's two reasons why we don't need to kind of take a cue from the Rif, that it's not Nogeyim as much as that. No, the Rif leaves out halachas that are the Maisa. And just because he doesn't mention them doesn't mean they're not halachas the Maisa. And also, and he says generally he leaves them out because they're not Matsui called Kach, but they're still the Maisa. And so too, Hamtana naturally takes care of itself, so he didn't need to write about it. It doesn't mean it's not Nogei the Bible. So that was interesting with the Shita of the Ravid. So there are some other issues about Hamtana. There's the Machlokas the Mechaber and the Ramah. 4 days or 5 days, the Ramah adds on 1 day. B'shem the Trumas Adeshin, because of Chashash Ben Shmashos. We're worried that they're going to be Shamish Ben Shmashos, and she thinks it's really the afternoon, so she's going to start beginning her Hamtana 1 oina earlier. Right? We're afraid, right? The Chashash Ben Shmashos is a Chashash that occurs in Nida, and more than once. And so because of the Chashash Ben Shmashos, we add on 1 full day, and she won't make that error and begin. She thinks it was afternoon, but it was done during Ben Shmashos, so she's going to start her Hamtana 1 oina earlier, and then she may begin her Zayin Nikiyim too early, so therefore we add on 1 day. So that's the Mechaber doesn't have that chumah. He has 4 days. The Ramah adds on the extra day because of the Chashash Ben Shmashos. B'shem the Trumas of Deshin. Then the Trumas of Deshin has another chumrah of Lo Shimshu Ato Shimshu. But even though she wasn't Meshamish and there's zero circum zera, still the Gezerah of Hamtana is required. And still you need the Hamtana between the two. Even though there's no Shikva Zera at all. But Gezer Lo Shimshu Ato Shimshu. And I think the Trumas of Deshin adds in that the chumrah of Yom Echad even applies to Lo Shimshu. And as you need, we go to Lo Shimshu after Shimshu, that's when there's Lo Shimshu, it's even the Hamtana needs to be 5 days as well. And there's some, I guess next time we'll discuss the kulas. We'll discuss the kulas that are associated with this extra day, right? When do we knock off the extra day for the sake of maybe the Mikayim Chasna, right? The Rambam holds, it's very interesting, Rambam holds that you can't, Kedushin is not Teifas on a Nidav, And we don't pass like the Rambam, but the Shach wants to, the Shach's going to be makel with this, the halacha of Hamtana, which the Ramah actually holds, is a pirate's gather, right? The Ramah is very insistent that to mekayim the halachas of Hamtana, and if you don't, it's a pirate's gather. However, the Shach is more concerned with mekayim being kaim the Rambam, who we don't paskin like, right? We paskin that we make klipas nida. But in order to mekayim the Rambam, we will, if I'm not mistaken, the Shach allows us to be makel on the extra day. We're allowed to be makel on the extra day, and in order for her to be tahor for the chasna. So even though this is halacha l'mahamtana, is halacha l'maisa, and the 5 days is halacha l'maisa, we'll be makel on that extra day, in order that she can get to the chasna and be tahor in order to become the Rambam. So you see the koyach of the Rambam kind of centuries later forcing the halacha to be makel on this extra day of the chumrah of the Trumas Edeshin. So I guess we'll stop there for today. And we'll do a little bit more hamtana and we'll move on. We'll basically follow the pace of the shir. We'll just do it less in depth, and we'll just get the main points. And that way we'll keep up, and it'll be a geschmack. So, any questions? Yeah, the mechaber. It's a machlokes the mechaber and the Ramah. Do you need 4 or 5 days? So the mechaber paskins 4 days, like the Rush. The Svardim paskin like the Rush. If I'm not mistaken, that you need 4 days. They're not choshish for the Banish Mashos problem. No, the Trumas Edeshin is the Trumas Edeshin. Is the source for the extra day, and it's because of the Chashash Benish Mashas. Lo Shim Shirato Shimshu. The Trumas Edeshin is the source for both, as I understand it. For both. Both additions to the Mechaber that is coming from the Trumas Edeshin. Yeah, both. I think the shita of 4 days is from the Rush. The 4 day wait is v'shem ha-rush, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check. Well, that's a good question. So you want to know if we're waiting 4 days. If we're waiting 4 days, so then why? If the whole Hamtana is really to have a gap of Sheish Onos, which is 3 days, so then why are we waiting 4 days? That's your question? Right, so, yeah, there's always a... It's a good question. If the gap that we need to make is only a three-day gap, Sheish Onot, so then why do we wait 4 days? It's a good question. Basically, there's always going to be a gap between the. There's always going to be a gap between the shimush and the beginning of the hamtana. So it's not always like, but the mechanics. I'll discuss the mechanics next time. I have to go now. But it's a good question. How does that work? You would think just let's do 3 days because you only need sheish onot. Okay, good. So we'll continue. So we'll just go a little bit faster, and we'll start up on Monday. Shkoyach. Thanks.